The Faithfulness of God. Marvelous book written by Isaiah. If you'll turn with me in Isaiah chapter 44, we will once again be reminded of the wonder of God. We come to chapter 44, we see a great and glorious God, far beyond our comprehension. One of the things that is stated in verse 24 is that God is the maker of all things. He states in verse 24, "Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, the one who formed you from the womb, I am the Lord, the maker of all things, stretching out the heavens by myself, spreading out the earth all alone." The unilateral work of God, the great power of His majesty. And yet, His introduction is, "I'm your Redeemer. I formed you in the womb." God is conveying to His people, "I control all things, and I love you." Can't think of anything more comforting than that. Verse 21 says this, "Remember these things, O Jacob and Israel, you are my servant, for I formed you, you are my servant. O Israel, you will not be forgotten by me." I know there are times that we feel forgotten, and because of that, we try to take control of things in our own lives. We try to micromanage and we try to macromanage the things that come into our life. We become overwhelmed by those things and we forget that there is actually somebody who formed us. There is actually somebody who loves us. It's our Redeemer. And He controls all things. The question might arise, well, not only how do I know that He cares for me, but why doesn't He say something about it? And in Isaiah chapter 45, God makes it clear. He says, "I've been saying something about it. You're just not listening." In fact, His statement in chapter 45, verse 18 is this, "For thus says the Lord who created the heavens, He is the God who formed the earth and made it. He established it and did not create it a waste place." In other words, it's obvious that I had you in mind when I created the earth. I mean, if you look at the other planets, they're pretty much uninhabitable. Not a whole lot of oxygen, and some of them have stuff like acid and no water. It's obvious that God has made this for us. "I formed it to be inhabited," He says. "Haven't you noticed? I did this for you. I am the Lord, there is none else. I have not spoken in secret." Some dark land. "I didn't say to the offspring of Jacob, 'Come on, seek me in a waste place. See if you can find me.' No, I speak righteousness. I declare all things that are upright. I make things clear, unambiguous, and unconvoluted. When I talk, it's obvious. The problem is that we seem not to be able to see the obvious. You say, well, what's the obvious? Well, the obvious is that God controls everything. That's obvious. You don't make this earth rotate, do you? I don't. You don't bring the oxygen on the land. That God has demonstrated by the heavens that He can do anything. By Himself alone, He can do anything. And He demonstrates that He can change everything to benefit you. It's hard to imagine that God would literally orchestrate the heavens for you. The great demonstration of that is found here in Isaiah. And if you look at the end of chapter 44, He turns to His people who have been subjugated to the Medes and the Persians, and He says, "Watch, I'm about to call a leader that has not yet been born. I'll name him before he's born. He is the leader of the Medes and the Persians. The people that have subjugated you. I will make him take you home. I will cause him to build your walls and rebuild your city, and he will finance it. He says this in verse 28. It is I who says to Cyrus, he is my shepherd. He will perform all my desire, and he declares of Jerusalem, she will be built, and of the temple, your foundations will be laid. Chapter 45, verse 1. Thus says the Lord to Cyrus, his anointed, whom I have taken by the right hand to subdue nations before him, to loose the loins of kings, to open doors before him, so that gates will not be shut. I will go before you and make the rough places smooth. I will shatter the doors of the bronze, cut through their iron bars, and I will give you the treasures of darkness. There are treasures that other nations have that are hidden. I'll bring them out so that you can finance the building of my nation. A hidden wealth of secret places, in order that you may know that it is I, the Lord God of Israel, who calls you by your name. Thus, he says in verse 11, thus says the Lord, the Holy One of Israel and his Maker, ask me about the things to come concerning my sons, and you shall commit to me the work of my hands. It is I who made the earth, created man upon it. I stretch out the heavens with my hands, and I ordained all their hosts. I have aroused him in righteousness, and I will make all his ways smooth. He will build my city and let my exiles go free, without any payment or reward, says the Lord of hosts. Now who can take your enemy and cause them to build something for you and pay for it? God has not spoken in secret. His power is obvious. He controls everything. And God is clearly conveying to us that he will move heaven and earth to change all things for your benefit and mine. Scripture tells us, get right with God, and he'll take care of everything else. Father, we give you thanks for your loving kindness to us. We give you thanks that you control all things, that we don't have to. We give you thanks that you care for us. In Jesus' name, amen.